This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Should marshmallows carry a warning label? This case was brought by the mother of a 3-year-old child who choked on a marshmallow and suffered severe brain damage. Laura finished her shift as a waitress and brought a bag of marshmallows home for the kids. The next morning, while she was asleep, one of her children climbed up on the counter, got the marshmallows, and gave some to his younger brother, who after a few minutes started choking. A man who was visiting performed the Heimlich maneuver without success. The little boy was rushed to a hospital where a liquefied piece of marshmallow was removed from his airway. Laura sued, claiming there should have been a warning on the marshmallow package. The court that first heard the case decided that was a lot of fluff, but the appeals court reversed, saying marshmallows are more dangerous than they appear and warning labels were required. One judge dissented, writing that if you have to warn about marshmallows, you might as well warn about everything else. But the majority ruled that marshmallows may soon carry a warning label, raising the question, is the law getting soft? This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.